Chapter 5. Valerie. The following morning, Jonah was sitting in his history lesson, thinking about the new girl again. "She's different from the others," he thought, "and she's got a marvelous smile." He didn't know much about her. He only knew that she came from France and spoke French and English, that this was her first year at Newfield High, and that she was in 11th grade, but in a different class from him. Jonah really wanted to talk to her, but he wasn't sure how to start. While the history teacher, Mrs. Phillips, was talking about World War II, Jonah tried to imagine a conversation with the new girl. "Hi, what's your name?" he said in his imagination. Then he had to stop, because he didn't have an answer. What was her name? He tried different names in his mind, putting them next to her face. Marie? Dominique? Isabel? "The French," Mrs. Phillips said, interrupting his daydream. Jonah jumped. "I hope I didn't speak out loud," he thought, looking around the room. No one was looking at him, and Mrs. Phillips was still talking about the war. He was safe. After the lesson, students met and joked in the corridor as they walked to their lockers or to other classrooms. As Jonah opened his locker door, he heard a loud voice say, "That's disgusting!" The voice belonged to Allison Welsh, one of the most popular girls in 11th grade. Allison's opinions of other people were always accepted by the other students, even when they weren't kind, and they often weren't. Jonah turned his head slowly to see who she was insulting this time. Allison was standing in front of a shorter, dark-haired girl. It was the new girl. Jonah moved nearer to hear what the two of them were saying. The new girl was holding an open lunch bag and looking at Allison with a cold smile. "Here's what I brought for lunch," she said. "You asked, so I showed you. I'm not asking you to eat it." Allison made a face. "Ugh," she exclaimed. "That cheese smells disgusting. You do too, you know. You smell just like that cheese." A friend of Allison's was standing next to her. She laughed nervously. Jonah was very angry. He wanted to stop Allison. She was so horrible. Then he looked at the new girl. "This will be too much for her," he thought. "She'll probably start crying." But she didn't. She just closed her lunch bag and gave Allison a brilliant white smile. "You Americans," she said. "You don't know anything about good food. Everyone knows that." Allison's face became red. She was furious.
You're disgusting," she shouted at the new girl.
Then she turned and walked down the corridor with her friend. "It's now or never," Jonah thought. "I'm going to speak to the new girl." He took a few steps and stopped next to her, trying to look relaxed. "Hi," he said. "I like cheese. What type have you got?" The girl smiled at him. "It's Reblochon," she answered. "Do you know it?" Jonah repeated the word silently. Reblochon. "Yeah, well, not really," he said, "but I want to try it someday. By the way, my name's Jonah. What's yours?" The girl smiled again. "My name is Valerie," she said. "If you sit with me at lunch, Jonah, I'll give you some of my cheese." Then she took her bag and walked away to her next lesson. Jonah watched her go. "If I have to eat cheese with a strong smell, then I will," he thought, laughing to himself. He was impatient for lunchtime. During the lunch break, Jonah and Valerie sat at the end of a table, as far as possible from the other students. Jonah discovered that cheese doesn't always taste as bad as it smells. He actually liked the reblochon, especially with bread. He asked Valerie for another piece. "Don't pay too much attention to Allison," he said. She's just very ignorant. I know. I didn't pay any attention to her, Valerie replied. I noticed that. But Allison said such horrible things to you. Weren't you upset? Jonah asked. Valerie shook her head. No, she answered. Allison is popular today, but next month she may not be popular anymore. That's how it goes. In the meantime, I don't like her and I don't care what she thinks about me. Isn't that disgusting? She laughed, trying to imitate Allison's loud voice. A few people at the other end of the table looked at them. Jonah laughed too. He felt marvelous. How can anyone not like Valerie? He thought.